In Ein by Mishum Tigel, he holds another Shita. Any dam that's not on the Mizbech HaChitzon does not make Tigel like Shlomim. That's from Mishum and Shita. So Rashi says, Shlomadnu Mi'en Tigel, L'chol HaZvochim, Ein by Mishum Tigel, Kamer Perek by Shammai. That Reb Shimon HaKlal holds, there is no din Tigel Perechat HaSatanim. It has to only be in the Korban of the Zuka Zadam on the Mizbech HaChitzon. So according to Reb Shimon, you don't have to tell me, because if it's Halacha here, it's Tam, because of Etzpa, because it's halacha, halacha is not halacha. Like the din that fills etzpa, that's a type of a halacha. Like you're like carrying the dam to the mizbeach. Besides that, Rabbi Shimon Shita with them is that on chatas hapnim, since the zrik is not done on the mizbeach chitzon, there's no tigel. So more says true. Ela rada lenciu ho bo rabbon. Both according to Rabbanan Shita of Lekasha. Kan bechatas hachitzonis, kan bechatas hapnimis. One is talking about a chatas hachitzon. So Rashi is there. It's enim of agelis. Like Siv David Tovel doesn't say Betovel. El Abelocha Kakoin Midam Achatis Bet, so we should take it. Vila Kicha Kaboli. I mean, you're supposed to make a Kabola Saddam in the Klishoris and carry the dam to the Mizbeach, and by over there you make a Zrika with your hands. So therefore, if you do not put it in the Klishoris, but rather you dip your hands and you carry the blood in your hands, that's not called Halacha. There it does not make up soul. There the Machshava would not passel. But Khan Bechatis Apanimis. Since there the avoid with fills the etzpa, then it would be mefagel. For the Gemara, chatas chitzonis pshita, of course, doesn't make tigol. Like siv by betovel doesn't say the word betovel. So pshita, you're not supposed to dip your hands in the blood and carry the blood that way to the mizbeach, but rather you're supposed to make a regular kabbal in the kli and take the whole kli to the mizbeach. So I said, no, it's still I need the chiddush to tell me that by the chatas hapnim it will not be tigol. But by chatas hachitzoin, if you mechash, if you make a spirit etzpa, it will not make tigol. Because Salk, what that Rinai would have thought to say, hoyulik sir velokach, since the word velokach. Now, viyos akuf, remilu, idi, boy in the mishkol, zim nachrita, kamandich sir vetovo dami, kamash malon. Again, since the pasuk says v'lokach, so I would have thought to say v'yis akuf, if a monkey would come and run minu ayyada, he would put the blood on the hands of the kayin, it would not be good, because the pasuk says v'lokach. Boy l'mishkel zim nachriti, that the kayin himself has to like take the blood himself and put it on his fingers. It's not enough if the monkey does it for him. So you see, the kayin has to do it himself. Maybe command the chsiv atovel davi, maybe the pshat is that he himself has to do it. So it's as if he has to make a ma'aseh tefillah. So maybe if the kohen puts his hands in the dam, and that's the way he carries it to the mizbeach, maybe it's also called an avodah chashuva. Kamash melana. That's the chiddush. Know that by chatas hachitzoin, that's not the avodah. It's not avodah chashuva. The avodah is to receive it in a kli and carry the blood in the kli to the mizbeach, and there he dips his fingers into the blood. The kamash melan lahochi like siva tovah. Tell us not siva tovah to mash mahochi mash mahochi. It says rather v'lokach. Even though ataka means he has to mamish take it with his own hands, but it does not say lashon v'tovah to teach us. It has to be like we're saying. The kohen has to make a kabbalah saddam in a kli. He has to receive it in the kli, and with the kli he has to carry it to the mizbeach. Therefore, by a chatas hachitzon, if he would dip his hands into the blood, and that's the way he would carry the blood to the mizbeach, that's not considered an avodah chashuva, therefore would not make tigel. But then, Echnami, on a chatas hapnim, since that's the derech avodah to carry with your hands, that would make tigel. That's the Lashon HaGemara that says, Lahochi, like Sivitova, Dimash Mahochi, Yamash Mahochi. And Yamash Mahbot, Rashi says, Dimash Mahochi, like the heavy. Tfilas etzpa avodah chashuva behem lefagel, since it doesn't say you need it. Umash mochi shetzvichi litfol hachatoyes hachitzoyna, you have to make a tfilo. Vled lishkol koif, it's not enough of a koif if a monkey puts it onto your hand. So kopon, that's the chilek. In other Gemara says, the word says, the Mishnah Rebbe Shimon ma'ach shibhilach. Shimon holds during the avodah of halacha, since it's efshel levatlo, therefore the machshava does not pass over b'shas, you're walking with the dam to the mizbech. Now, Rami Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Moidu Rabbi Shimon Shimon agrees, V'yalechet chatoyes hapnimis, that if he carried the dam of the chates hapnim inside to the heichol, shemachshava paselos bo. But over here, if you have the wrong machshava, it would pasel. Hoyu v'yavoydu shenyochol avatlo, because you can't be mevatlo this avoydo. Rashi says, La brucha, you to make a shchita inside the yazor, you don't shecht inside the heichol. for sure the Eichel is done outside. The Shechit is done outside Eichel. So therefore you have to carry the dam of the Chatas HaPnim, that is Rik is on the Mizbeach HaPnim. You have to carry it inside. There is through the Halacha that you have to do. It's Eichel to Shecht by the Mizbeach HaPnim. Therefore he agrees that the Machshav would pass him. For the Gemara, this true Ivor Amr, Rav Shimon Shimon himself says that Kol She'enoi HaMizbeach HaChitzon Kishlamim Ein Chayov Molo Mishum Tigul. Like any korban that's not brought on Mizbech HaChitzoin, like Shlomim, there's no machshavas of tigul. So here, a chatas hapnim, it's not brought on the outside Mizbech, it's brought on the inside Mizbech. So it has no machshavas tigul. And the other meaning is, who didn't have no machshavas shlomo lishmo either? So how could Shimon say, by the chatas hapnim, it wouldn't have a psul? Some Rabbi Yisrael Rechanino, noy doho yolifso mikal v'choyno. That if Shimon agrees, with the machshava, a koponim would make a psul in the korban. Einachanam it's not chaladin tigul to say that there's a chiyuv koros if you eat the meat. If you have the machshava and a chatas hapnim, but a koponim, the korban will become psul. And therefore, who adin, there'll be a psul of shlo lishmo rosa pasul by a chatas hapnim. And who adin, like we say now, on the avoidus halacha, on the halacha of a chatas hapnim, Rabbi Shimon would also agree that the machshava would pasul. And he says, Mikal v'choyme, he has a kal v'choyme to say that the machshava would passel. Even though the machshava is pigul, does not make a chiyuv koros, but our korban of the korban would be passel. What's the kal v'choyme? Umar shaloy lishmon, a regular machshava of shinu kodesh. Yishech the korban chatas, the shema korban oila. Shuch shavu b'shlomim, a regular korban shlomim shloy lishmon as kosho. Still the lachu is passel, the chatis, that the machshava of shinu kodesh makes a psul by korban chatis. If so, chutz lezmanoi, when you shech the korban, even the korban shlomim, and you have in mind that you can eat the achilas at the wrong time, shepaisel b'shlomim, but that's machshavas tigel that makes the korban psul by shlomim. Is ein adin sheyirshu b'chatis? Isn't it for sure a svara that our korbanim there should be a psul by korban chatis? See, when the Rabbi Shimon said there's no tigel, it means there's no chiyuv koros if you eat the meat. But our korbanim, there is a machshava that would pass on the korban. So if that's what Rabbi Shimon Lakish is saying, that Rabbi Shimon would agree by a loch of chatas hapnim that the machshava would pass on, whether it's a machshava chuslam koymoi, chuslas manoi, or a machshava of shinu kodesh, that would all make a psul in the korban. The Gemara says, though, but the Chur could ask, v'yashka chon chuslas manoi. We only found so far the machshava of chuslas manoi. But chuslam koymoi minoan, how do we know that by chatas hapnim there'll also be a machshava of chutzlam koyma, that means the shaft of dalar avodis, you have in mind to make an achil in the wrong place, not on the mizbeach hapnim, but to do it someplace else. How do you know that machshava also passes? So if you want to tell me in the chutzlis manot, well, not from the regular machshava of pigol of eating it the wrong time. No, malach chutzlis manot shekhen koros, that's a more stronger machshava. Because by korm shlomim lamashol, there is a machshava of pigol that puts the chiyuv koros. So maybe only this machshava tidit chutzlas manoi applies to chatas hapnim, but maybe not chutzlam kaimai. Even mishloim lishmo, if you want to learn out that chutzlas lamkaimai shapasol, just by chutzlas lishmo, shloim lishmo is also pasol echatis. So I tell you now, shekeinai bebama, that it's noy the psul of shinu kodesh applies even by a bama, even by a korban yochid. So that's brought b'shas hetra bamas. Kashino Kurdish applies. Mashenkin Chutzlam Kaimai, it's not Shaykh by the Mechitzas of the Bama. Like the only time Chutzlam Kaimai means if you have the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash where you have to bring it. But the Bama, there's no Chutzlam Kaimai. So maybe you can learn out the Machshava of Chutzlam Kaimai from the Machshava of Shino Kurdish. Shino Kurdish applies even by a Bama. Even Mizman, we didn't have the Beis Hamikdash. Mizman had the Bamas. Someone says, no, let's see. Shalom Lishimon Baman Noig. On which carbon is there a psul of shlo lishmoi to pesach v'chatis by korban? Pesach by korban chatis. So I tell you, pesach v'chatis the bama lo korban, that you can't bring a korban pesach or korban chatis on a bama. So meila the machshava shlo lishmo does not apply by the bama. It also only applies in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, we can learn out the psul, the machshava of chutz from kaimai, from the machshava of chutz or of shinu kodesh. The boy is saying, "Not tell us I couldn't see you." The boy is saying, "Makesh is a hekesh." Shlishi sechutz lezmanai. If you have the machshava to eat from the korban at the wrong time, the next day. Again, like we said, there are two types of achilus. There's the achilus mizbeach of the zrikas dam, or the achilus adam. Pigel, that's called pigel. But no. Shlishi zeh chuslas manai. Pigel, the pasuk says pigel, it means chuslam koimai. Even though really chuslam koimai does not have a chiyuv koros, only chuslas manai has a chiyuv koros, but from the Reba, the word pigel, it means the machshav of chuslam koimai. So there's a ekish, wherever it applies the machshava of tigel of chuslas manai, it also applies the machshava of chuslam kaimai. Therefore, nechates ha'pnim would also pass the machshava of eating at chuslam kaimai that would call upon and make a psu in the carbon.
Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, im tinsalon, if you want to tell me that Rabbi Shimon saw v'lo kibrei, Rabbi Shimon holds like his own son. The Omar that his son says, that the Beina Ulam, Ulam is Beyach Tzofen. Now that there is a special law on the Korban Chattis, Kodesh Kodoshim. The Shechita has to be done in Tzofen, Tzofen, the Mizbeach. The question is, the Mizbeach itself is a little further away from the Ulam. Now, on the Tzofen, on the north side of the Mizbeach, that itself for sure is called Tzofen, we need to make the Shechita. The question is, further up, in front of the Mizbeach, up until the Ulam, yeah, true, it's on the north side of the Mizbeach, but it's further up from the Mizbeach. So that's the question. If on top of the Mizbeach, until the Ulam, that's before the Eichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is that also called the Makom HaShechita for a Kodesh HaKadoshim? So if Reb Shimon is going to hold like his son, that he holds, yes, that Makom up until the Ulam is called Tzofen for Kodesh HaKadoshim, if so, ain't machshavim relech b'alach es chates afrimis elu mipesach ulam olafnim. If so, according to Rabbi Shimon, a halacha, but if efshel avatla, it's not called halacha for machshava. So therefore, if you would shech the chates afrim on the second side of the mizbeach, and you still have to walk up until the ulam, that part is not necessary, because it was possible to make the shechita right by the ulam. So therefore, if you carry the dam of the chates afrim from that mokum to the ulam, it would not possible. It would only be a machshava peselis from the pesach ulam ulafnim, because inside ulam from that pesach, that for sure is not a mokum. We need to make a shechita for kodesh kodashim. Well, Rashi said that's a machlekes where Rabbi Yosi later holds that it's not a mokum hashechita, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's son, he holds this kasha for mokum hashechita. So it's anything that you can make the shechita there. If you make it further away, that's called a locha, shein etzarech, a machshava in our tafel. And another locha rabbi says, the yim tim tzlen, if you want to tell me, that sov locha of Yehuda, is that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, like we'll have a sheet of later, in Paris Kodesh Kodoshim, that he holds the yama that he holds. Teich azoro mikadish, anything inside the azoro, is mikadish as kedusha, which Rashi explains, meaning koritzpas azoro. Any floor in the Azor itself, ben ulam ulam mizbeach, again between the mizbeach and the ulam, is mekudesh as lahatzei chalovim kemizbeach atma, the same aloch like the mizbeach itself. Even though lechachilu there's a mizbeach where you have to burn it on, but if you burn it just on the floor, even above in front of the mizbeach, in between the mizbeach and the ulam, it also be kosher. The Rashi says his sheep is the chsiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayomehu kiddush hamelech es teich hachotzer." The Tanya, that's of you, the Sheikh later will learn about it. So if Reb Shimon is going to hold like Reb Yehuda, that Teich HaZorah is even a makam to burn, like the Mizbeach itself, if so, ain machshavim reles, pehelechet siluk, bezichim, ele mipesach heichel umlechutz. Now the loch of the siluk bezichim, that's the avodah you do to the matter the lechem upon him, every Shabbos. When they bring in the new lechem, they take out the old lechem, so they first take off the bezichim, the two cups of the levoina, and they have to burn it on the mizbeach, and that's what's meant to you teach the shtei lechem. The loch is, if you mechashiv, if you have a machshava b'shash, you take off the bezichim when you're walking with it to burn it, if you think that you can eat it the wrong day, that would make a machshavas pigle, that would make pigle the shtei lechem. They would also become us. We'll see figures later. Why, even by the lechem, is also pigel. But look, anything that's matir, something else, b'shas you do the avodah ha-matir, you could have a machshavas ha-pigel. See, before you could eat the lechem aponim on Shabbos, you have to first burn, take off the bezichim. So the avoida of the bezichim, that's the matter for the shtei lechem. So now, what's the avoida of halacha of carrying these bezichim to the mokum where you can burn them on the mizbech? So again, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's only a halacha that has to be done, you cannot get away without it. So where is there a mokum that you have to make this halacha? So that's what he says, if Rabbi Shimon holds like a Yudah, it's only mipesach heichel lechutz, means from the outside door of the heichel. Because inside the heichel itself, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though the shulchan is for the rep, but lalocha, any place in the heichel is kosher to put the shulchan. So really it's possible to have the shulchan right by the entrance, right by the pesach of the heichel. So even though now the shulchan is further in, that halacha of carrying the bezichim, which is on top of the shulchan, so the door of the heichel is shlo mitzarech, it was possible to have the shulchan by the heichel. So where do you have to carry it? Only from the pesach, the entrance of the heichel, chutz outwards. Meaning that till you go from the heichel through the ulam, and as soon as you come outside the ulam, right away that's called the azara. And in the azara, and like we had before, any place in the mokum of the azara, it's fit to burn the bezichim. You don't badawk have to put it on the mizbeach, even in front of the mizbeach. Therefore, the only halacha that's necessary is from the door of the heichel to the outside door of the ulam. That would be the only mokum halacha of the bezichim, which you could have a machshava to make a pigul in the lechem upon him. And another locher is, we'll see these more later on in the Masechta. Now, the Yim Tim Tzlema, if you want to tell me, the Yim Tim Tzlema, Sava, that Rav Shimon holds, Kedushas Heichel, the Yulim Chodhi, that they both have the exact same Kedusha, the other man, the Yom, say, no, the Heichel, that's further in, that's where the Makam of the Kedush is, that's where the Shulchan is, that's where the Menor is, that's called the Heichel. And now, in front of that is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kedusha starts off in the base of Midrash, all the way up on top, on Marav Zayit, on the Marav Zayit, all the way on top is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Out back, and then, back of that means towards the Mizrach is the Heichel. And back of that, towards the Mizrach, is the Ulam. And in back of that is the Azara. And that's where they have the Mizbeach, the outside Mizbeach. So the question is, the Heichel, that's the kachim, that's the makam you have the menorah and the shulchan, does that have the same type of kedusha as the makam outside of the ulam, or no, they're different? So if you tell me that Rav Shimon holds that the ulam and the heichal have the same kedusha, is so a machshav mayelis and the mipestach ulam ulechutz. So Rashi explains what it means to say is mipestach ulam ulechutz. Rashi says it means kloy mahei amas. There are five amas, which is the thickness of the wall of the ulam itself, because otherwise the whole halal inside the ulam, it does not help the machshava, because inside the ulam it's the same kedusha as the heichal. It's possible to put the shulchan mamish by the end of the ulam, and then you just have to walk through the kaisel, which is only five amos, and as soon as you come outside the ulam into the azara, that's a mokma right there. You could be makti, you could burn the bezichim. Therefore, the only place where you have to walk with the bezichim is these five amis through the thickness of the wall of the ulam. That's the only place that the machshava would pass through the shasta halacha. And further, the Yim Tim Tzlema, if you want to tell me that toich ha-pesach killeth min, that even the toich of the pesach, these five amis of the ulam, the pesach itself also has the kedusha like the ulam itself. If so, ein machshava mu'elos, afilu psiyachas. Even one step, there's no halacha. You do not have to walk at all with the bezichim. Because it's possible to bring the shulchan mamish in between the kaisel, in between the doorway of the ulam, and there, ela bechtei hashatas yadoi. All you have to do is just with your hand, you pick up the bezichim and just put it outside the door, where they could burn it. So anything more than that is not necessary. The machshava would not pass. The Yim Tim Tzlema, if you want to tell me, the Yim Tim Tzlema, Sever, Halacha Shlei Beregel, Leishma Halacha, we'll soon see. That's another shayla. Like right now it's saying, you do not have to walk at all with your feet. All you have to do is just pick up the bezichim, and with your hand just put it outside. So that's a question, is that called Halacha at all? If you're going to tell me now that just moving the bezichim with your hands from here to there, and you do not have to move your feet, maybe that's not called halacha, and therefore it's not an avodah, and therefore the machshava will not help. If so, ein machshav melech klal. If so, by the bezichim, the machshav will not help at all. There's no avoid of halacha at all, since it's all you could do without it. It's possible to be makdeh the bezichim without doing halacha at all. The shulchan can be all the way teich the pesach with ulam, just with your hand, just pick it up and bring it, put it down right outside, and then you can burn it. You do not have to move with your feet. So it's not called halacha at all. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, if he holds like all these svaris, there'll be no machsheves halacha at all by the bezichim. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, malay abaya liyamoy with Rav Chizda." Abaya stood over to the interpreter of Rav Chizda. Boy, my name Rav Chizda. Ask this question from Rav Chizda. Halacha bizar mahu. What's going to be the halacha if a zar, not a kohen or Yisrael, makes the halacha by regular korban? In other words, the zar does not make the kabbalah for dam. He does not make the zrika. All he does is he just makes the halacha. He carries the dam. Does that make a psul in the dam or not? Ma, what's the halacha? Some way said back to him, k'shera. No, the dam is still kosher. You could use it for zrika. It's still kosher. Or mikra mesayin. You have a riot from the pasuk. The pasuk says, va'yishchet tu'es ha'pesach. Vayizrachu ha'kahanim es adam miyodam v'halaviyam mafshitim. So approach the process of clearly vayish the shef to the Koran Pesach. Then the kahanim, the maidens, Rika, where did they get the dam from? They took it from the person miyodam. They took it from the person. Mashal Hatman was miyodam and means a zar. That there's a regular Yisrael that carried the blood from the kohen, the maid, the Kabbalah,